Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for a brainstorm. And we're going to be talking about one of Amy's favorite things.
I hope it's got to be something flatulence related.
No.
Oh!
It's pineapples.
Oh, I do love pineapples.
I know you do. I was thinking of your pineapple cardi the whole time. So pineapples have been used as decorations. I can remember when I was a kid going to an older house and there were pineapples in the railing.
Down at the end,
there was a pineapple at the end. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's an odd choice. Well, I'm going to tell you why they became popular.
Excellent.
And the background behind pineapple renting.
Pineapple renting. Oh, I look forward to this.
So first, we're going to go back and pineapples were discovered, okay, by Columbus.
He discovered a lot
of
stuff.
Yes, found these pineapples on the island of Guadeloupe in 1493. And pineapples slowly started coming back to Europe. Mm-hmm. Now, it was a long boat trip, so there weren't very many. They often rotted. Well, people got pineapple fever.
Ooh.
Yeah, they were obsessed with the unobtainable because, you know, there were so few of them that they were super novelty, right?
Okay.
In the 1600s, most pineapples came to Europe and the U.S. on ships, so they were super expensive. For example, in America, pineapples were imported from the Caribbean, and in today's dollars, one pineapple would cost $8,000.
Oh my goodness. That is like three of my Buick.
I know. Let's see, buy a car or get a pineapple.
Wow.
So, yeah. So King James had his first bite of pineapple in 1625 and declared that the pineapple must have been the apple that Eve tempted Adam to sin with because it was that good. He had one bite and he was raptured.
Just over the moon.
By this fruit,
wow.
Yes. It was that good. And Catherine the Great, Louis the 15th, James the 2nd were huge fans of the fruit. So you got the upper crust getting to have these one or two that come over on the boats. There's even a painting from 1675 that shows King James the 2nd receiving what is supposed to be the first pineapple grown on English soil. Yes, there's a, like the gardener is down on one knee and he's holding a rather diminutive pineapple, actually. It's not like the dole ones that we see in the grocery store. And the king is like, oh, yes, that's nice. Thank you. You know, he has a very kind of droll expression on his face. But what about the middle classes and like the upper classes?
They probably taste it for a long time.
Yeah, well, you know, you've never had it and but you want that status because they became a real symbol of richness. It's like the Victorian England's version of the Birkin bag.
Yes.
You know that.
And they need to grow in a tropical climate, don't they?
They do. So you couldn't, until they figured out hothouses and greenhouses, which we will get to, it was almost impossible. So if you wanted to show off to your friends this cool status symbol and you didn't want to break the bank, you would rent a pineapple. So think about it. You're a merchant and the ship comes in and you've got like a handful of pineapples to make some money with. You rent your pineapple to an upper class woman who will display it to her friends during dinner. Nobody's eating this pineapple.
No one gets to touch it.
No, you'd have to take it back to the merchant.
Because
then,
condition.
Yeah, because then he's going to maybe rent it to a young nobleman who would carry it around the market like a pet. Like in his arm, like a bouquet to show you, look, I have a pineapple. Yes.
What is the insurance company in London that insures weird stuff?
Oh,
and
yeah.
How far back do they go? Do you suppose they've insured some pineapples?
Probably. Because I was thinking, what happens if you rent that thing?
Mm-hmm.
And
drop
then,
it
like,
in the road?
Exactly. That would cost a fortune.
Yeah. Or if this thing's been going around for a couple weeks and it's starting to turn and you notice like, it's turning with you and you return it. And he's like, this wasn't brown like this before. Like, yes, it was.
Yeah. I'm guessing. Well, because, you know, just thinking about how long pineapples like last on the counter, probably came off the boat and you had a few days because after you rented it a few times,
it's getting warmer and warmer.
Yep, then it would be sold to super upper class person who would show it off and then their friends would actually get to eat it.
I bet some
really bad pineapple was eaten.
Yes.
Because they get super, or it'd be like alcoholic.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Because it'd be fermenting in there.
My parents brought back some sugar cane, a little chunk of sugar cane from Hawaii, and it didn't survive. By the time I remember sitting in the living room, we're so excited in the living room and we're looking and she opens the bag and my mom's like, oh, no, you guys aren't eating this because it definitely smelled alcoholic.
Yeah.
But we got to see it.
There you go.
So same experience.
Yes. Absolutely. And So that pineapple fever,
wow,
it spread to architecture. So it was in, you know, like if you look over a building, well, you were just in the UK, you know, did you see, you know, there's unicorns or there's pineapples or this kind of stuff, household items and even hairstyles. Remember how we talked about giant Victorian hairstyles? Apparently people were not probably putting a real pineapple in there, but doing some sort of pineapple-y. Yeah,
if you had long enough hair, I can see doing a lattice kind of thing and then it spikes out the top.
Yeah.
The Victorian version of the messy bun.
Except with a giant wooden under thing to hold it up. So yeah, even their hairstyles. By the 1880s, so like you said, you couldn't grow them outside, but Holland figured out how to produce, well, not mass produce, but at least they were making, you know, more pineapples, yes, in their hothouses. And so as more pineapples appeared, they became less of a status symbol because, oh, anybody could have a pineapple now.
Wow, that's interesting. And so how do oranges fit into that? Were they, well, we made out of it, but I just remember in Little Women, they get oranges for Christmas and it's a similar kind of, but I don't think they were $8,000 oranges because
no,
they could afford them in Little Women.
Yeah.
Well, only at Christmas.
And
some of it could be with seasonal when they could get here too.
Yeah, because it might be that they were coming when it was too hot. I'm also wondering, pineapples, we moved pineapples a lot, like where they were finding them and then where we grow them now, like Hawaii. They weren't in Hawaii and this sort of stuff. And so I think maybe they had to come
hospitable
a lot farther. And it's also possible to grow an orange tree easier.
Okay.
And, you know, like even here in our, you know, our Home Depots and stuff like that, you can grow, you can get an orange tree. Or a lemon tree or a lime tree and make them small and they'll produce fruit. But the pineapple is a little more persnickety. They grow in this weird little shrub.
I was just thinking about that, thinking like
they don't grow on a tree. They grow in a weird little spiky shrub and then you chop them off of the spiky shrub.
So which side is the top really? Do they sit on the, do they hang down and the fronds? I've never thought about how they actually grow and it's not readily apparent based on.
They grow with their, the
what
bottom of
attached?
The fruit.
Yeah.
Is attached. The spiky top that stabs you in the hand when you're trying to pick them out, that's the top.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm showing Amy a picture. See, it's on a, it almost looks like a, almost like an aloe plant. It's kind of serrated and angry. It looks like the kind of plant that you wouldn't want to trip and fall onto.
No. No, it looks kind of Jurassic Park, actually.
Yes.
I kind of like it.
Very prehistoric-y.
Awesome.
The pineapple. And
excellent.
Thank goodness we don't have to rent them anymore.
No. $8,000. Wow. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.
Like somebody said, hey, you don't have as many sound effects in your episodes anymore. I said, you know why we had sound effects? Because I didn't know how to edit. Because I'd be like, I don't know what to do here. And
we need
know,
a transition.
No, so I'd just be like, chop. Music and then move to the next one.
Swipe.
Yeah, exactly. Or chop and honka honka and then next episode.